It's really unfortunate. I hate that it had to happen to him. I'm gonna check on him as soon as possible and see how he's doing. Hopefully, he gets back soon.
In the immediate aftermath of him going out against the Steelers in the second quarter, can you just describe a little bit more in detail how you all handled it in that interim?
Well, it was, an unfortunate situation, but it's, next man up mentality. Both me and Romeo had to, step up and do what we had to do.
Would you say that you split it evenly between the two of you, on Sunday?
I felt like it. I felt like I didn't really, count the reps, but it seemed like it.
And so for today, as you guys were handling practice, how did you all, handle filling JPP's shoes?
We went out there and, tried to take advantage of the plays we had and just did what we were assigned to do.
Is it a big emotional blow to this defense to lose a guy like Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it hurts. It hurts to not have him in the locker room and no, he's not with us, but we just got to rally around and keep going.
I know this is obviously not the way you'd want the opportunity, but do you also look at it as an opportunity now? You and Romeo, other guys can step up and show what you can do.
I mean, yeah, it's just like I said, next man up mentality, and just gotta do what we're supposed to do.
How confident are you in the overall defense without JPP?
Still very confident. I mean, he's an outstanding player, as we all know, but I feel very confident in myself and Owen and Romeo.
Have you talked to Jason at all, either yesterday or since the surgery?
Well, he was in early yesterday, but I saw him, right before he left to see doctors or whatever. And I haven't spoken with him today.
Did he say anything to you on his way out?
He said, hey, just, you got to step up.